for Chesterfield.
Oh, take a tip from Brother Bing. Get on the ball, get in the swing. Get Chesterfield with something new. No other brand can offer you.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Someone waits for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jud Collins with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this being the 26th of December, Chesterfield is proud to present a man who has finally completed his Christmas shopping, Bing Crosby. Well,
Ken, when I dashed across the finish line at Orbach's basement this morning, they cheered me to the echo.
I knew you'd make it, Speedy.
Yep. Now, Ken, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'd like to present a very unusual and special guest who happens to be a reindeer left behind by Santa Claus. I'm sure that all the kiddies listening and the grown-ups, too, will be thrilled to meet at this time Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Bob Hope.
Look who's calling someone a reindeer. You've been dragging something for years and it hasn't been a sleigh, brother. Reindeer. If I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have worn antlers and a cherry on my nose.
You don't need any props, Rob. This isn't television.
What is?
You got me.
And before we go any further, pal, I want you to know that I waited at home all day yesterday for you to drop by with my Christmas present. You're going to come up with something, aren't you?
I was about to ask you the same thing. Come on, give me my present.
No, you give me mine first.
No, I'm not going to give you a thing till you come up with something for me.
This sounds like Churchill visiting Truman.
Don't worry about Churchill. They don't call him Winnie for nothing.
Stop tagging onto my big jokes, will you please?
I'm just hanging a little button.
You little old hitchhiker, you. But if you're going to be that way, I'll give in. I did get you a gift.
Oh, Rob. What is it?
Well, I'll just give you a small hint. It has wheels. It's black and shiny. The top goes up and down, and it runs on gasoline.
Gosh, a new automobile.
No, a used cigarette lighter. Here.
My. How nice.
It'll even lighten a heavy wind.
Well, keep talking. I'll test it. Surprise.
Why don't you flap your ears and we'll see if it works in a hurricane?
Oh, never mind.
Now, what have you got for me, Scrooge?
Scrooge, that's a nice thing to say. I want you to know I put a lot of thought into this gift, and I think it's something that you'll cherish forever.
Oh, wonderful. Let's see if I can guess what it is.
Well, it's round, and it has a stone right in the center of it.
A ring.
It's a peach.
Well, isn't that nice? I'm surprised you could spare the fuzz.
Now, never...
Fine thing. One present a year, and he gives me a peach.
Well, I got to the Mission Pack store late, and that's all they had left. Just one old, tired peach, but I got a nice buy on it.
Well, I'll always cherish this peach.
Sure, dear.
I'm going to take it home with me tonight and run it through the garbage disposal. And give a shred to each one of my agents.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I thought that'd play bigger than... How would you say?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
I'm in favor of it. But on the level, Cross, this is the holiday season.
Yep.
Despite your shortcomings, I still have a warm feeling for you.
And I for you. You have so much spirit, such joie de vivre. At times I feel as though I just couldn't...
Wait. What's that joie de vivre?
Let it go. Just...
Well, it could be dirty. Are you kidding? Things are rough enough on radio. Let's not kill it for everybody. Joie de vivre?
It's French.
Well, we can get in enough trouble in English.
Tell us about your new picture.
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Like yes.
I hear it's very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I hear it's a peach.
Yes.
You blew two lines.
Just for the air. Oh, are you kidding? I wrapped that up for you. You're kidding.
There's two dandies.
You ought to put your contacts lenses in, boy. Either that or get longer arms. Now look, Lard.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Right, Clapper Girl.
Just for the record, my picture's called My Favorite Spy,
uh-huh.
And it's Paramount's Christmas picture.
What's that?
Well, you wouldn't know, Dad. You see, every year, Paramount picks a great picture to open in New York during Christmas week, and they call it their Christmas picture.
Oh, instead of sending everybody a turkey this year, they just release your picture.
Yeah.
Is that snide? Is it?
What is that?
Right there. Well,
something left over from Thanksgiving?
I said.
No, this picture is a Pickman special. This has suspense, intrigue, comedy, romance, drama, joie de vivre.
He's got that too, huh?
I can throw that in too, you know.
Always angling, huh? Bob, if you'll excuse me, I think I should sing a song for the folks in here.
Why? We have the program moving.
It's in my contract, right?
Okay, what'll I do while you're singing?
Well, I'd appreciate it if you'd do nothing. No faces, no tickling, nothing. Just sit down and relax.
Well, I may take a nap with the audience.
Just lie down and relax. And folks, now here's an old tune that's enjoying a little revival. It's called Down Yonder.
Sing it with joie de vivre.
I shall sing it with esprit spontané à la bonheur.
Who's writing this show? Fifi Dorsey?
Okay, Tom Scott. Down Yonder. Down yonder, someone beckons to me. Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more each day. My Dixieland, you're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news. Don't wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me. Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in my memory between the SS Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more each day. My Dixieland, you're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news. Don't nobody ever wander at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder.
Waiting down yonder.
Well, they're waiting down yonder for me. Next time you buy cigarettes, ask the man for Chesterfield's. Get something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Remember, over 1,500 tobacco growers tell you Chesterfield's delightful aroma means Chesterfield's smoke milder. And they sure do. Try them. See for yourself.
And Chesterfield's leave no unpleasant aftertaste. One of the world's most famous industrial research organizations reports, of all brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield has it. Smoke 'em and you'll see what I mean.
Hey, just a minute, Fatso. Mm,
what's
the idea? What's the idea of leaving me out of that commercial? You trying to get me fired? I'm.
Well, you were asleep at the switch. Now settle down.
What is this?
Well, I thought you were on your toes if you're not going to be on the qui vive.
I've had enough of this. So long.
Wait a minute. Back. You've got to stick around. An old girlfriend of mine is coming over.
And you want me to help you wheel her in, huh?
No, no, I'm talking about Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour? We better get the four-wheeler if she's coming. Listen, she's not your girlfriend anymore.
That's what you think, Buster. Now stand aside while I introduce
her. If anybody introduces Dottie, it's going to be me.
No, no, I'll introduce her.
I said I'll introduce her.
Just in case anyone cares, I'm Dorothy L'Amour. Do you characters mind if I squeeze in here?
Just move in. I'll do the squeezing.
Down, Balto, down. Dottie, he shouldn't have come in. We were going to give you a big introduction, a great big building.
Certainly, the band was going to play. There was going to be dancing in the streets.
We were going to have a terrific fireworks
display,
flares, and a barbecue, a balloon ascension. Everything was going to explode.
Yeah, come here, I'll let the air out.
Now duck, ruddy face, the shrimp boats are coming. Hey,
I don't have to worry, they're looking for live bait.
Nice. If you two will stop squabbling.
Sinatra's out of town.
Wait a minute.
Right,
let me get my line in here. Will
you
please?
If you see anything, just read it.
This is what's been happening since the first road picture. Now, if you two will stop squabbling, I'll give you your Christmas presents.
Gee, what did you bring us?
I knitted sweaters for both of you. Here.
Well, where did you learn to knit? This is only one sweater with four sleeves.
Well, you're always together. Put it on and shut up.
I hope it has a V-neck. I'm in television.
This is really very thoughtful, very sweet of you, Dottie. And Bob, I think the fact that Dottie has brought us a gift poses a little problem.
What problem?
Well, come on, give Dottie her gift.
Oh, yes, I thought you had Dottie's present,
no,
Bing.
No, you've got it.
I have? Now, where did I put that?
Oh, come on, quit stalling. You didn't get anything for me for Christmas, did
you? That's not true. Go on, Bob, there's only one thing to do.
Oh, all right, all right. Here, Dottie, Merry Christmas.
Oh, isn't that sweet? A peach with a bite out of it.
Well, I got hungry during the commercial.
What a couple of dead beats. No wonder girls don't like you.
The girls don't like me? Now, I don't like to brag or anything.
You don't? Say, Romeo, Hedy Lamarr's in your new picture, isn't she?
That's right, Mark Kettle. Say, incidentally, what have you been doing since you graduated from the Crosby Hope School of Pie Throwing?
Well, it so happens that I've just finished a role in a terrific picture called The Greatest Show on Earth.
Greatest Show on Earth? What's that? A story about Lily St. Cyr's trial or something?
You know what it is. It's Cecil B. DeMille's big circus picture.
Well, Dottie, at the risk of being a straight man, I want to tell you that The Greatest Show on Earth is a wonderful picture. Great cast, and you're a smash as Phyllis the Iron Jaw Girl.
It's really terrific. Really terrific, Dottie, the way you swing on that rope hanging by your teeth high over the arena. What nerve, what stamina.
What bridge work. Who's your dentist, kid?
See me later, Gummo.
Oh. This girl's living tonight, isn't she? I haven't seen the papers today. Has some new miracle drug come out or something?
Don't let her worry you, Bob. Just because she can hang from a rope, your fans have been wanting to see you hang for years.
Oh, well, joie de vivre.
Joie de vivre.
See, this is wonderful. Now I can lay eggs in two languages. Joie de vivre.
Well, Dottie, outside of hanging by your teeth like a Mexican roadrunner in a butcher shop, what else is new with you?
Quiet or I'll tear up your painless Parker credit card.
Say, I know what's new with Dottie. She's opening at the Last Frontier in Las Vegas on December the 28th.
Are you lads going to come up and see me?
No, I can't. I'm scared of that town, Dottie. I don't gamble.
Only when he goes for a high note, that is.
I made the five on a low one.
How about you, Bob? Do you like Las Vegas?
I'll be there to see you opening night. Now, Bing will, too. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a nice place to go bankrupt in.
Say, come to think, that'd be a great spot to do a road picture. You ever think of that?
Come to think of it again, we could do the road to Las Vegas right now.
Why, sure. I tell you what, Dottie, why don't you sing a song now while Hope and I get packed, huh?
Yeah, I want to pick up my Eisenhower button. We may have to make a run for it.
What are you going to sing, Dottie?
Well, I thought I'd do a song that you sang to me in Road to Morocco.
Joie de vivre. I have to get in the last word even if I don't know what it means. Joie de vivre.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing
when moonlight becomes you, I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
Let's hit the road for Las Vegas.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present a story of the famous gambling mecca of the West, the road to Las Vegas. This is the everyday, homespun, simple, down-to-earth story of Honest Buck Crosby, owner of the El Clipo Casino, Lulu L'Amour, his lovely assistant, and Leslie Hope, the wealthy stranger. The action begins in the El Clipo Casino as it opens for the night's business.
Well, Lulu, doors are open and Honest Buck is ready for business.
Are you kidding? Why, you run the only crooked place in Las Vegas. That's why we haven't been getting any customers in here lately.
Whoop, whoop, look out there. You spoke too soon, Lulu. Look, there's a fella coming in the door now.
Good, I'll get over by the roulette wheel.
Boy, if I can only take this guy for a bundle. Hello there, stranger.
Oh, howdy, Bob. You got a seat open in the old maid game?
Start the wheel, Lulu, we got one.
Well, where's the action, kiddo? My ox team is double parked outside.
Well, sonny, what game you like best?
Oh, any of the popular ones, euchre, rock, or lotto. Rook.
I'll get hit by a rock.
Well, what do you say we start out with the roulette wheel?
Roulette wheel? Yeah. Oh, I ain't never tried that.
Well, come on over to the table. I'll teach it to you. Once you have found him, never let him go.
Yeah, that's a mighty pretty tune there.
I'm glad you like it.
That's a darb.
That's a dilly, ain't it? Hold on a minute now. You carrying any money with you?
Oh, yeah, I don't believe in banks, so I got all my life savings right with me. Had it pinned in my underwear for 10 years.
Well, it won't get any interest there.
Well, in a crowded room, people seem to notice.
Well, let's start playing. I'm game.
Yes, I noticed, too. As long as we're going to have a friendly little game, I think we should get acquainted. This is Lulu L'Amour. I'm Honest Buck Crosby.
Well, hey, that's reassuring. How'd you get the name Honest?
Well, one day I was playing with a fellow. I won all his money with loaded dice. I won his automobile with a crooked roulette wheel, and I took his property with marked cards.
You really did that?
Honest. Well, come on now. Let's get going. Just pick a number, friend. Put down what you want to bet on it.
Okay, I'll splurge a little. There.
Oh, whoop, hip, whoop. Hmm? Hold it there, Rube. It so happens that a dad's old-fashioned root beer cap is not considered a bet here.
A little steep for you, huh?
Just come up with some money.
Okay. Here's $10 on number 6. Let her spin. Well, look at there. Number 6. I win. That's a jumpy little rascal, ain't it?
Well, I tell you, we just
didn't... That ball has joie de vivre. I may be a hick, but I'm a French hick.
Now, Let's get down to business.
My throat's drying out. I think I'll go over to the pump there and get me a drink of water.
That's not a pump. That's a slot machine.
You mean you don't get water out of that thing?
Well, you'll get water before you get anything else. You see, you put a dollar in and you get a whole handful back. Come on now, friend. Come along. I'll show you how to play it. When the pigeons come back to Capistrano.
You sure are a musical critter.
Okay, friend. Now, here's a machine right here now.
Okay, I got the jack and you got the pot. Might hit a jackpot. Oh, I love this rural humor, boy.
Well, now go ahead. Put a dollar in.
Okay, here goes. Well, look at that. Two lemons and a peach with a bite out of it.
You any good at cards?
Oh, sure. I'm a real slicker at cards.
Well, then I can see I'm taking a chance playing with you, but I'm a gambler. Come on now. Let's go at the table anyway. When we are playing and your pocketbook is near me, I can do.
Man, you must know every song ever written.
I'm fairly musical.
This the card table?
That's right, and this young, disinterested lady is going to deal for us.
Howdy, stranger.
Oh, this card game's got to be crooked. Even the dealer is stacked.
Well, now, if you don't trust this young lady, I'll deal. You don't mind if she stands behind you, do you?
No, but tell her not to breathe on my neck. My celluloid collar ain't been fireproofed.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You put up all your money, we'll play slow showdown.
Well, slow down, that's fine. Sure. Let's play them both. That's all right. I'm only going to be here 3 weeks. Well, all right. Now, here's my money.
Okay.
Go ahead and deal.
Okay.
Ace.
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 Now, wait a minute. There's something crooked here.
What happened?
I just got a king. What happened to the other ace?
Well, watch my sleeve. It'll be down in a minute.
Well, I guess you win. I'd like to play some more, but I ain't got no more money.
Oh, you poor man. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, there goes my collar. I told you.
Now, listen. Don't be a sore loser, friend. Let's all sing. Come on, Lulu.
In Las Vegas town, the sun's shining down while you give the roulette wheels a spin. And if you lose your shirt, you don't really get hurt, 'cause that sunshine's so good for your skin.
Oh, Las Vegas, Nev, where the dudes and the millionaires play, where the climate is mild and the deuces are wild and the cowboys yell bingo all day. Home, home in Las Vegas, where blackjack is not chewing gum.
Stay with it, kid.
Keep dough under lock or you wind up in hock.
Stay in there, Margaret.
Without Margaret, to whence you came from.
Folks, Bob and I have a little New Year's tip for you. When the party's getting a glow on, it's no time to run out of Chesterfield.
So go out beforehand and get a supply of extra cartons. Everybody goes for Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
And when your Chesterfields are glowing and when you're singing your favorite ditties, try a chorus or two of Sound Off. Try this one for size. Robert, mm-hmm. Kick it off, kid.
Be good to yourself in 52, smoke Chesterfields, and when you do, you get mildness plus a better taste with no unpleasant aftertaste.
A mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
Mildness plus.
No aftertaste.
The smoke for you in 52 is Chesterfield.
That's right.
New Year's Eve, have lots of fun. Be sure you smoke the milder one. When the corks begin to pop, smoke the one that's really top. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
When the party's starting, open the carton of Chesterfields.
That's right.
I was flattered recently when I saw that they were reviving the song which I'm about to sing. But when I remembered how many years ago I first sang it, I didn't feel so flattered.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for. Just one more chance. Just one more night to taste those kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you'd grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance.
Sir, just one more chance. Well, I'm in favor of that, but it's more than I got in your crooked gambling joint.
Don't be silly. Let the three of us go on over to the Brown Derby now and get a sandwich. It's my treat.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, it's my treat.
Oh, no, it's my treat.
Oh, no, Dottie. We couldn't go over there and let everyone see you paying the check.
Certainly not. Give us the money here, kid.
Say, before leaving, I'd like to thank the Cleveland Plain Dealer and its readers for honors recently accorded this program in the Plain Dealer's 22nd Annual Radio Poll. And folks, remember, the next time you buy cigarettes, make it Chesterfield. Start the new year off with a carton or two. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Well, in the 52 with the smoker, for you is the Chesterfield.
That's right.
The Bing Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Monica Lewis and Hopalong Cassidy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight,
the Association of American Railroads invites you to a review of the year. The outstanding music from the Railroad Hour shows of 1951, starring Gordon McRae, his guest Lucille Norman, and the entire company. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This special New Year's Eve program is brought to you transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Happy holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday, with a calendar keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Well, sir, here it is, New Year's Eve. It's been a happy year, a singing year for all of us on the show train. You know, the wonderful part of saying goodbye to an old year is that when the clock shakes hands with itself at midnight, we can all say hello to a shiny, fresh new year. Tonight especially, the very air of Studio A here at NBC in Hollywood seems to be filled with the melodies we've sent across the nation throughout 1951, reverberating like a giant bell. The whole Railroad Hour family's here to help you remember. Lucille Norman, come here and help us recall a musical highlight from Rodgers and Hammerstein's State Fair.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon is flying high, and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is throwing his heart at the sky.
It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above. The earth is aglow, and to add to the show, I think I am falling in love.
Falling, falling in love. It's more than the moon.
Maybe it's more than the birds.
Maybe it's more than the sight of the night in a light to love me for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth
shining in silvery blue.
Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
This year, we've tried something new. We brought you some operas. Madame Butterfly, Martha, Bohemian Girl. It's been a thrill to sing them, and we hope this stirring music has made your 1951 just a little richer. One of the arias I really enjoyed singing was Oh So Fair from Martha.
As I wake, hope's voice sings. like dreams. So bright, burst beauty on my sight. Oh, so mild, so divine, she beguiled this heart of mine. Martha, Martha, thou hast taken every bliss away with thee. Canst thou leave me thus forsaken? Come and share thy boon with me. Come, share thy boon with me. Yes, with me.
Lucy, do you have a particular favorite among our 1951 shows?
Oh, Gordon, I've loved them all. But one that really rang the bell was a broadcast you did back in April. You made us all forget the rain clouds by whisking us off to Scotland. Remember Annie Laurie?
I do indeed. I was Bobby Burns in the purple heathen hills of Scotland. Reverse the calendar to the night of 1951, April 2nd. Let's tune in on Annie Laurie. Some of the highlights of the year have been the songs that Victor Herbert gave us to sing. Lucille Norman helps us remember the delightful legend from Sweethearts.
The lively John Mann,
far famed for frivolity,
a sprightly coquette,
who lived just for jollity,
had plenty of suitors, had only to choose, and being a Dutch girl, she wore a wooden shoe. When she stole out at night, all the town knew the news. When they heard the pitter-patter of her wooden shoes, then the lads half asleep, oh, how jealous they'd get. And they'd say to themselves, who is out with Jeanette?
Jeanette, Jeanette, who's out with Jeanette?
Clippity-clop-pop, clippity-clop-pop, over the but you heard her for miles with her pitter patter patter clip clap clop clop in pursuit. A secret betrayed by Jeanette, who that shows.
Clip clop clop clip clop clop there in the snow. Her feet so petite showed them which way to go.
With her pitter patter patter clip clap clop they both
clue.
Jeanette lost her prince to the prince of her shoes.
We're bringing you Music in the Air, the highlights of melody we've sent across the airways of America in the past 52 weeks of 1951. Perhaps the song which describes best how we feel on these Monday nights is from Music in the Air.
For the song, ladies and gentlemen, is you.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and melt away. Must it be forever inside of me?
Why can't I let it go?
Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring.
Just a moment for the second half of the Railroad Hour Review of the Year. In just a few hours now, the long minute hand of the clock will finish its last race of 1951 with the hour hand. And they'll both meet at midnight, signaling the start of the new year. And all across America, families, whether at home, at church, or gathered with friends, will pause in a moment of retrospect for the year just passed. Then, with traditional confidence in the future, we'll look ahead toward 1952 with firm resolve to meet the challenges that face us. Last year at this time, fighting had been going on for 6 months in Korea, and the nation had embarked on its mobilization program. Ahead of the railroads lay the tremendous job of performing the bulk of the transportation service required to move men and material, and to haul the raw materials needed to make the munitions which the armed forces must have. In the face of this challenge, the railroads were resolved to do everything possible to meet their responsibilities in national rearmament. In line with the objective, they further intensified the billion-dollar-year program of improvement which they had carried on since the end of World War II. To this end, the railroads in 1951 spent more than $1.4 billion on new freight cars and locomotives, better tracks and terminals, new signals and shops, and all the other things required to produce better transportation service. During the year ahead, the railroad's number one resolution is again to continue their vital expansion program, right up to the limit of available money and materials. Yes, as in the past, you can be sure the railroads will do everything within their power to provide the transportation service so essential to our commerce, indispensable to our security. Now back to Gordon McRae, his guest star Lucille Norman, and our Railroad Hour show train's review of the year.
Happy holidays! Happy holidays!
On this New Year's Eve, we're turning the calendar back for a look and a listen at the musical highlights of 1951. Your many good letters told us how much you liked the 13 original musicals we brought you during the summer. And I had a lot of fun, too, being Casey at the Bad and Marco Polo and the Emperor Shahryar. And you remember when I walked into town as Rip Van Winkle with a beard down to my belt buckle and nobody knew me after my 20-year snooze?
Get out the way, Rip Van Winkle, get out the way, Rip Van Winkle. Missed the whole darn hullabaloo, slept right through the revolution. So get out the way, Rip Van Winkle, get out the way, Rip Van Winkle. War is over, Tory's sleeping, Rip Van Winkle just lay there sleeping.
I like the sentimental ones, Gordon, especially the show called Springtime in Paris. There was a scene in it and a song that I'll never forget.
With music by our own Carmen Dragon and lyrics by Lawrence and Lee. Tell you what, let's do the scene.
Where are we?
In the little cemetery called Père Lachaise. See, long ago, before Romeo and Juliet even, Eloise and Abelard fell in love. And now they sleep side by side here. Look. All around their monument, the pebbles are shaped like tiny hearts.
Eloise and Abelard.
They say if you take one of these stones, no harm can ever come to your own true love.
It's so beautiful, I want to cry.
Listen. They say that the very wind calls their names. Here. Take this heart-shaped stone.
You take one, too. Dear Eloise, dear Abelard, don't let anything happen to our own true love.
These heart-shaped stones of white and brown are keys to
how we sang the stirring melodies of Rimsky-Korsakov in our original musical of 1001 Nights. Come to the distant reaches of magical Samarkand, Lucille, and be the enchanting Scheherazade.
My love and
is her voice murmuring a tune.
You must search through the night for your love. She is there hiding in the dew of summer sky.
Let the dusk be the dawn.
On this, the last Monday of 1951, we want to pay tribute to one of the great men of our century. We have brought you many of the warm and glowing operettas of Sigmund Romberg on our Railroad Hour broadcasts. We shall continue to bring them to you. Next Monday is never-to-be-forgotten blossom time, and 2 weeks after that, his rousing desert song. For us, his music will live always, deep in our hearts. And as long as there are voices to sing and ears to hear, the world will cherish the songs and the spirit of the great Sigmund Romberg.
Golden days, what a gaiety that had no sting. Looking back through
in October, when we presented Holiday Inn, Irving Berlin gave us the perfect way to sing what we all want to say tonight. Do you agree, Lucy?
Let's start it off together, Gordon.
All right.
Let's start the new year right. 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin.
Ooh.
Kissing the old year out. Kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite.
Ooh, how can our love go wrong if we start the new.
Well, sir, it won't be long before Mr. 1952 comes striding west across the time zones at 1,000 miles an hour. It's a time for celebration, but it's also a time for prayer and thanksgiving. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of music, for the chance to reach across the vastness of space and touch other hearts with the songs in our hearts. May God give you all a full, happy new year.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be.
temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
It's been a real pleasure for all of us to have been with all of you on this New Year's Eve. And on behalf of the American Railroads and all the members of our Railroad Hour family, let me extend best wishes for a truly happy New Year. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. Parents everywhere shudder at the thought of infantile paralysis. For this dreaded crippler of children is on the march, striking at more and more of its defenseless victims. So be sure to join the 1952 March of Dimes during January. Your dimes and dollars will help science conquer infantile paralysis and assist thousands of crippled children to walk again.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready once more to pull out. Next Monday, Sigmund Romberg's Great Blossom Time, and our guest will be charming Nadine Connor. Until next week, then, this is Gordon MacRae saying goodbye.
Gordon MacRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' Starlit. Lucille Norman appeared through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, who are releasing the Milton Sperling production Distant Drums. The Railroad Hour, transcribed, is written by Lawrence and Lee. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Lubov, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
Stay tuned for the Telephone Hour. It's next on NBC.